Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Black leaders meet in Washington, D.C., and their message is, number one, declining to bake a cake is not discrimination. It's not the same as racism. And number two, stop equating the LGBT agenda with the civil rights. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, a group of black leaders, including Jonathan Alexander, our director of public policy in our Washington, D.C. office, met together, held a press conference, and the theme of it is, we've got your back, Jack, speaking about Jack Phillips, the cake baker, the artist, who is now going before the U.S. Supreme Court. Oral arguments, Matt, are scheduled for December 5 of this year. And it's a major case that pits compelled speech of the government forcing a message on an individual to support an LGBT, or in this case, a same-sex ceremony agenda. So it's a big case that will have a far-reaching impact.
Yeah, and even the notion, Matt, of gay rights, and I put that in air quotes, we're not talking about gay rights, we're talking about gay wrongs. A right, if you read the Declaration of Independence, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, a right, according to the founders, was something that was unalienable that came from God, our Creator, and that was something that was tethered to truth and reality and the laws of nature and nature's God. They go right in to talk about the laws of nature and nature's God. And these black pastors are rightfully angry that the homosexual activist progressive lobby has co-opted, hijacked the notion of civil rights. They've misapplied it to moral wrongs. So they're speaking out against it, and for good reason.
Well, in this situation, even the people involved in this case and on the other side acknowledge that what's at issue here is free speech. Jack Phillips is an artist, and he engages in expression through the baking of these cakes. And in fact, you know, I was talking to Baronelle Stutzman, who is the floral arranger, and she faces a very similar situation. She spends a lot of time trying to understand the theme and the purpose of the people for whom she's making the floral arrangement, particularly if she's doing it for weddings. So does Jack Phillips. He expresses himself through his creative talents in the baking of these cakes. It's not just throwing something in the oven, putting some frosting on it, and you move on. It is an artistic talent with an expression, and he wants to celebrate in the best way possible, using his artistic ability, that particular ceremony. And in this particular case, he will bake cakes for anybody, whether they're homosexual or not, but he can't bake a cake that actually sends a message that he affirms and agrees with and supports and puts his whole artistic capability into a same-sex ceremony. Someone else can do that, but he's not going to do it. And so that's the issue. Now, the other side, like the ACLU and others, they'll say, well, no, this is discrimination based upon someone's sexual orientation. No, it's not. Jack Phillips doesn't ask people for their so-called sexual orientation or behavior when they enter the door to purchase a cake or some other kind of pastry. But when someone says, I want you to make this particular kind of a cake for this particular event, then that event has a special meaning. And in this case, the event was a same-sex ceremony. He cannot bring himself to affirm that. Any forced coercion is government coercion against his free speech. And that is dangerous. And that's really what's at issue before the Supreme Court.
You know, and it's tragic, too, because Jack Phillips now is not making any wedding cakes because of this. And that's 40% of his business. So his livelihood is suffering, just like Baronelle's livelihood has suffered. And look, the photographers and other artists who are involved in these particular cases. So, you know, as we pray, as we await this case that goes on the Supreme Court on December 5th, you know, we pray that God's truth will be revealed in all of this.
Now, you know, if you go back and look at two different Supreme Court cases, now understand the context of this. I don't want to mix the issues here with the issues that you see happening in the NFL. That's a private situation in which the owners have the ability to stop that nonsense. But when you're talking about the government forcing a message, there's two different Supreme Court cases and they're bookends. One was wrong, one was right. The one case was where Jehovah's Witnesses, because of their religious conviction, not because they didn't support America, but because of their religious conviction, would not pledge allegiance to the flag because they would not pledge allegiance to anyone other than that is consistent with their particular religious views. So they're patriotic, but they won't pledge allegiance to the flag. So when you have these Pledge of Allegiance moments at the time of the opening of the school, they were being forced to pledge allegiance to the flag, which was contrary to their religious beliefs, not their patriotic support of America, but their religious beliefs. Went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court sided with the government, saying that you can force them to pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, what happened was that particular decision resulted in Jehovah's Witnesses being arrested.
Wow.
Some of the kingdom halls were burned down. It had such a huge wrong consequence. It went back to the Supreme Court a couple years later, and embarrassed by their wrong decision, they ultimately ruled that you have a right to opt out. And so you can just, while the others are pledging in a public school, you don't have to pledge if you have a sincerely held religious conviction against pledging allegiance to a flag, which is what they did. Problem solved. Here's what we have with this cake situation. If they ultimately say that the government can coerce him, Jack Phillips, to speak a message that conflicts with his religious beliefs, the floodgates are going to open up. People are going to be targeted, persecuted. They're going to be penalized, jailed because of refusal. They'll lose their businesses, their livelihoods. They need to do the right thing. And they need to say this, that the clear dividing line is the government cannot coerce you to force a message upon you, especially when it violates your conscience or speech or particularly your religious free exercise beliefs. And that would solve this issue. And that's the only correct conclusion that the Supreme Court should reach.
None of us would object if a homosexual baker declined to make a Bible cake. And this, it doesn't even compare because he's not necessarily endorsing a message for an event, but that happened in Colorado, where Bill Jacks, a clever Christian fellow, went into three, you know, gay bakeries and asked just for a simple, innocuous Bible cake. And they said, no, we don't support the Bible. We don't believe in the Bible. We're not going to bake that cake. And hypocritically, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said that that gay baker had a right not to make a Bible cake.
So well, what's
how
the difference?
Is that any different than Jack Phillips saying, I cannot endorse a message in the same state, the same commission? Which is so hypocritical.
And it's the same state in the same so-called Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
So they ultimately targeted one, Jack Phillips, for refusal to bake a cake for a same-sex ceremony, but they let the homosexual baker go who did not want to bake a cake that had a Bible verse on it.
And that betrays the true agenda here. And you remember Ken Hutcherson out in Seattle, right. Passed away from cancer. But he used to say, a big, big black former NFL guy, great guy, but he used to say, don't compare your sin to my skin on the civil rights aspect of it.
Which is the other message of these black leaders, including a former Miss Delaware. She was part of this. Janet Boynes was part of this. Many other leaders of the Frederick Douglass Foundation were part of this. Certainly we were part of it as well through Jonathan Alexander. Don't compare this issue to the color of their skin. That's what they were saying. This is not a discrimination issue. This case will be a major case before the Supreme Court. Pray for this matter. It's going to be a very close decision. It shouldn't be based upon the law. But unfortunately, in this area, you have ideology that trumps the law. And that's unfortunately what we see happening on these courts. So it's going to be a very close decision, likely 5-4, but just don't know which way it's going to go. So pray for this case, December 5. Liberty Counsel's filed an amicus brief in this particular case. There's others just like it where people are fighting for their conscience and free exercise rights. Join Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight in this battle, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.